after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't forget, we have Thursday Night Football tonight here on KFKA. This should be a great game between the Giants and the Eagles. Oh, no, they're both pretty bad. But it is like for the division right now, I think. So it'll be interesting. Joining me on our First Advantage Hotline, Coach Nico Medved, Colorado State men's head basketball coach. And Coach, my producer and I were talking. You're a Vikings fan, so I'm feeling a little sad for you at this point in the NFL season.
Are you really? Or did you just have to bring that up? Like, It is. I've been a lifelong Vikings fan. It's been great. It is just painful. I mean, holy cow. But what do you do? You know, what do you do? It's part of being a fan. We're like the Chicago. Well, we're not anymore. I mean, the Vikings have never won the Super Bowl. I used to say Chicago Cubs of the NFL, but heck, they've won one now. So I don't know.
I feel for you. I thought it was strange with Kirk Cousins coming out. He's like, hey, I'm either going to get better or I'm going to just get so bad I get benched. Either way, I guess he's getting paid either way, Coach. So, you know.
Yeah. They got a long way to get out of the rut they're in right now, I'll tell you that.
No question. Well, hey, at least you get to keep yourself busy and you don't have to think about it too often, getting this team ready to go. And obviously we're getting a lot of fans just wondering when will we get the rest of that schedule? We've got the conference schedule, Coach, but you ready to break some news today? Do we have the rest of that?
Oh, you want to come over and help us with scheduling? It's been to use the word unprecedented, I think that kind of explains obviously everything that's going on this year, but we're still working on it, Brady. You know, hopefully we're making some strides here, but again, like I've said before, you know, you have all those things kind of just go up in flames with your non-conference schedule and everybody kind of jockeying to figure out obviously the best opportunities to put together a quality schedule, and then quite frankly, just trying to figure out how you can give your guys the best opportunity to play as many games as possible. I think that's a huge deal too. And so I'm confident we're going to play. It's going to be a crazy year that way, but hopefully we're getting close to having some continuity here with a non-conference schedule. I think the one thing I said before I can report, I mean, we're going to, you know, our plan is to play the Front Range schools. Obviously, we're going to play CU. We're going to play Denver. We're going to play Northern Colorado. So that's a good start.
Yeah, I know fans are really excited about that portion, at least, Coach. But how strange is this? I mean, you're getting practice. You're getting ready for the season, but you don't have that. And again, you've got some ideas as you're working on. But usually, you know, you have that date and you have that team, and that's what you're talking about, getting set for that game. How strange is that?
It's strange, but, you know, the good news is, I mean, we kind of do have a date. And, I mean, our mindset has been, hey, November 25th, we're going to play. We don't know who or where yet, but our job is to be ready then. And, you know, at this time in the year, you know, you have a schedule, but you're still really focused on yourselves, you know, and really trying to get better and improve. And to be honest, this time of the year, it's my favorite time of the year where it's, you know, you're really focused on practice, but it's felt like the most normal thing we've done in such a long time is to be in that rhythm of practicing with your guys and doing that. So even though it's been strange in a lot of ways, it's really felt like the most normal time it's been in a long time. So that part's been good.
Yeah, and obviously you don't have to worry about the games just yet as far as the scheduling, but you saw what happened with the football side of things, and that was so strange. Coach Addazio on Monday saying, hey, every day is different. We have no idea what the next day holds. Tuesday, boom, no more game. When you hear that, is that another thing where you're thinking, man, we could be, you know, a couple of days away from a game? Next thing you know, it could be pulled. The rug could be pulled out from underneath us. That's another hurdle. Certainly, you'll have to get through at some point. Maybe.
I mean, 100%. I mean, you almost have to, you know, plan for those things to happen and have yourself mentally prepared to, you know, continue to adjust. But yeah, I mean, you look at what's going on out there. It almost becomes inevitable that will happen. You know, whether it's because of, you know, something with your own team or, like in CSU's case, just, you know, an opponent. And that's difficult. You know, I really, really hurt for those guys. You really work your tail off. You're so excited to finally get an opportunity to play and then, you know, have the plug pulled like that is really tough. But all you can do is move on and you know, prepare. But, you know, I'm sure we'll have to deal with the same thing this year, and so just about every team in college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you see it in every level, too. I mean, you're seeing the NFL. They're talking about pushing the Super Bowl back a few weeks so that they can make up some games. So you almost have to count on it, right, Coach? You almost have to say there's a good chance we might play or might not play a handful of those games on the schedule.
Absolutely. I think you almost have to count on that. And I think that the most important thing this year, it's going to be a strange year. You know, teams are going to play different amounts of games, and, you know, we can get all focused on that. But in my opinion, the most important thing is that we keep moving forward, and we just try to create as many opportunities for these young men to play as possible. That's what they're here to do. That's healthy for all of us if we can do that in a safe manner and just worry about what we can control. It's going to be a strange year like that. But just to keep moving forward, and even if it's not equitable and different teams are playing different amounts of games and so on and so forth, we just have to accept that that's going to be part of it. But the most important thing is to try to create the best experience we can for these guys. And they want to play and they want to do it, and coaches want to do it. And we believe we can do that in a safe manner with the protocols we have in place. And let's just, no matter what happens, we just got to keep moving forward.
We're talking to Colorado State men's basketball head coach Nico Medved. And Coach, obviously hearing that, you know, another year of eligibility is going to be granted, everybody's talking about Colorado State, especially because of the youth and the fact that this group, obviously no Nico Carvacho, but this group last year, I mean, you guys put together a heck of a regular season. So Rams fans hear that news and they're like, wow, this team, we're going to have another year with a lot of these guys. So, I mean, that's there's so many challenges, and I get it. There's even challenges with that. But initially, that's got to be great news for you.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, we haven't really spent much time talking about it or thinking about it, but yeah, you know, you take a step back and we have no seniors on our roster right now, and three juniors, and so yeah, obviously it in the present it's one thing, but you look down the road and you're like, man, this kind of creates a you know, kind of a pretty cool set of circumstances. And you know, one thing that I think is difficult, though, I do really feel for these high school kids, you know, that are going to be in this graduating class and the next graduating class, and they've already really been up against it, right, with not having the opportunity to play and to get seen and to visit campuses. And, you know, with these guys getting another year of eligibility, it's the right thing to do, but it's also really going to affect, in my opinion, opportunities for some of these young guys, you know, that want to come and play at this level. And so there's just a lot of things to sort out with that, you know, in the future, but it's the right thing to do is to give these guys another year of eligibility. And it really kind of takes the pressure off, you know, that way. And for these guys just to move forward, like we said, this year, and just do the best they can to play as many games as possible and have as much success as they can.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, too. There's a good and there's a bad side to it, or a rough side for those high school kids, for sure. What do you look at as far as expectations? Now, last year, I remember talking to you before the season started, and, you know, you were excited about this group, but so young, you said it. You're like, yeah, I'm not going to know, really, until we get out and actually play a game what this group's made of. But now, obviously, the word is out on Colorado State, and you guys had a great season. Do you feel any sense of pressure, or is this, with this year being the way it is with COVID, is this just about getting out there, like you said, giving your student athletes a great experience? How do you view this season?
I mean, you know, it's I could say it's just like every other season. It's obviously not. I mean, that one, but I think, you know, you have to approach it daily with your preparation and with the process of what you do, is to just continue to try to get better and grow. And every time you step out on the floor to be prepared and to try to go win the ball game. And, but you know, we know it's going to be different, but I never worry about pressure. I mean, I've said it before. I mean, if you want to be a great program and you want to be known that way, there are expectations to win and to be good. And obviously none are bigger than the ones that you know, have amongst yourselves. So you want to be in that boat. You want your fans and your alumni and the people to look at and respect your program and expect to be successful. And so I think that's the way you have to look at it. And, you know, from our perspective, I mean, we really believe in what we're doing. We really like our guys. You know, we're it's kind of unique in that we're really, really young, but we've got a lot of guys coming back who played a lot of minutes. And so I think that really gives us an opportunity to grow and get better. And I think the upside is really good. But, you know, it's going to be different this year. But that's what we want. And I really like this group. I think that, you know, we're going to continue to get better. And I think big things are ahead.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with you. And another guy, you know, that stormed onto the scene for a lot of fans, is that was Isaiah Stevens. I mean, this guy is so much fun to watch. And man, you got to be pumped up to see this next year, what he's going to be able to do.
Yeah, he's a special young man. You know, he has it all. And he's just a great kid, and is about the right things, is the ultimate competitor, has great instincts, great talent. And you know, he plays the point guard position, which is the most difficult position. And like I always tell him, it's always his fault, right? When something doesn't go right, but he wants that, you know, I joke, he wants the smoke, you know, he wants to be that guy, and he is that guy. And so, he makes me a better coach. I know that. Makes me look like a lot of things work better when you have a guy like him on your team. And again, because he's such a great person, and when your best players are great people, that's when it's really fun.
Speaking of great guys, I mean, you got to get used to this. Coaches are used to this. You replace guys all the time. You move on. But Nico Carvacho, I know you guys had a great relationship, and I know the trash talks there with the Giants and Vikings and all that. How difficult is that to replace a guy that's not only great on the floor, but, I mean, he kind of took everybody under his wing last year, and he also, what I admired about him is he was kind of okay not always being the guy. All these young players just flourished around him. How difficult is it to replace a guy like that?
Well, it always is. You know, I mean, and I don't think you do replace a guy like that. You know, you learn from what he did and what he helped, and you kind of move on, and the new team, you know, has to develop kind of their own identity that way. So I don't think that you replace it. It's part of, you know, college athletics, and guys move on, and so I don't know that that's the case. And I go back to that Vikings Giants thing. Both of us better shut up, because that is the biggest pillow fight in the history of football right there. So we have nothing to fight about there. I'll tell you that.
You
right
got
now.
Yeah, it's going to be who ends up winning the who gets to two wins faster.
Goodness.
You know,
but no, he's and it's fun. You know, he's just, you know, continuing on with his career. And,
yeah.
But you know, you leave a legacy that way, and then it's our job to kind of, you know, continue to carry that forward. And you know, guys have to step up into their own leadership roles, and you know, new identity develops with different guys, and that's all part of it.
Coach, I mean, you're always thinking you're going to have a good season, right? A coach goes into the season thinking, all right, we got the group here. We're going to do this. But you made such a huge leap from year one to year two, 12 to 20 wins. I mean, did you realistically see that big of an improvement coming?
I don't know. I thought we would be better. I could sense that. I thought we had the right group of guys. I knew we had growing pains to go through. But, you know, what you didn't know early is that the chemistry would be as good as it was with the young guys and the older guys. And, you know, that part of it really, really gelled quickly. And I thought our willingness to buy in and to play for each other, I thought really helped us. I know it helped us kind of, you know, do what we were able to do last year. And so that's been huge. And I feel the same way about this team. I think the chemistry is really, really good that way. And, you know, here's the reality. It doesn't matter what the expectations are. They aren't. The one thing, you know, in every season you go into, there's going to be adversity. You're going to have adversity. Something's not going to go your way, whatever that is. And you really don't know what kind of team you have until you see what your response is to that. And when something doesn't go your way, because you know that's going to happen. And so that's going to be our test. I have a lot of confidence that we'll work through all those things in a positive way, and we'll get better from it. But that's the key, right? Everybody's going into the season feeling great about their chances, and then ultimately you're going to have a stretch of adversity, whatever that is, and it's your ability to work through those things and grow through that which really determines you know, the good teams from the great teams and who really has a chance to compete at the top.
Yeah, and it should be a very good conference this year too. So you know, from a fan's perspective, Coach, I'm very excited to see what you guys can do in this conference. It's going to be some great basketball, and we'll keep our eyes out for that non-conference schedule too.
Hopefully it's soon, and I know if, man, I'd love to be done with that, but there's going to be a lot of changing in the schedule this year, even if it's makeup games or, you know, so on and so forth. But hopefully we'll have something, you know, solidified fairly soon, and we can get that out to our fans. And because, man, we're going to be tipping it off here before you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, we wish you the best of luck. Love catching up with you on this program, and we'll try to get you back on soon.
Hey, thanks, Brady. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. That's Coach Nico Medved, Colorado State head men's basketball coach. And yeah, no non-conference schedule just yet. Now, again, they probably have that idea for the most part of what they're going to do. And as Coach said, yeah, we're going to play the front range teams. They are going to play CU. They are going to play DU. They are going to play UNC, which is absolutely huge. But just trying to figure out the rest of that coming up. So I'm pumped. I don't know where they'll finish. You know, the Mountain West Conference was maybe a little top heavy last year. You know, the top two teams, and then the rest were okay. Obviously, CSU stormed onto the scene. But this year, I think it's going to be pretty spread out. I mean, like I said, I'm looking at FanSided, and they have CSU ranked at sixth. But that's not really a bad thing, because it's going to be so tight with some of those top teams, with the UNLVs and the Boise States and San Diego State, obviously one of the best teams in the country. It's going to be fun if we can get to it. That's the question. But great guy, great coach, as always. If you missed any portion of that, you joined us late, it'll be available for you at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfk.com, where all of our podcasts are available for you, so you don't have to worry if you can't listen every day, 12 to 2. 21 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's talk about Drew Locke. Yes, it's fun. He's Darth Vader. Okay. But does he have what it takes to ultimately go toe-to-toe with a guy like Patrick Mahomes? Maybe not right now, but will he become that guy? This is one of those tests, and it's a meaningful game, a meaningful Chiefs game for Drew Locke. A big test for him personally coming up this Sunday.
Thursday Night Football is on tonight. Don't miss opening kickoff while you drive home. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.